I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A federal judge today ruled that a Guantanamo detainee is being held illegally and should be released. The detainee's name is Mohammed Jawad. He's one of the youngest prisoners still at Guantanamo. He was reportedly just 17 back in 2002 when he was arrested in Afghanistan for allegedly throwing a grenade that wounded two U.S. soldiers. Major David Fracht has been defending Jawad. He's an Air Force lawyer with the Judge Advocate General Corps.
Well, we're elated. You know, it is the culmination of a lot of hard work. I think it's a great victory for the rule of law. I never stopped believing that justice would ultimately prevail in this case.
According to the judge's order today, Jawad should be released and returned to Afghanistan by the end of August. But the Justice Department is pursuing a criminal investigation and may seek to bring him back for a criminal trial. Even so, David Fracht says today's ruling is important.
The significance of today's ruling is that the United States will no longer hold an innocent teenager who's been wrongfully detained for nearly 7 years, abused, tortured, and that he'll be going home and reunited with his family and can get on with his life. So that's a victory for justice and for the American way.
Mohammed Jawad's case is just one of many that Mark Denbo is trying to document.
There really is a question of what the true story of Guantanamo is, and I think the details of it are more powerfully persuasive of what Guantanamo is than the generalizations that have been allowed by the government to date.
Denbo is a law professor at Seton Hall University. He's also been defending a number of Guantanamo detainees. Together with fellow lawyer Jonathan Hafitz, he's trying to create an archive of the legal documents, interviews, and testimony related to the detainees at the U.S. detention facility in Guantanamo. The materials they collect will include oral histories from the hundreds of defense lawyers who've worked on detainee cases.
The lawyers are the repositories of a great deal of primary source, first-person information. And all of us have become aware that there are many reasons to believe this will disappear. And the project will attempt first to preserve and protect the information that's out there, and then to collect it. And one of the protection problems is that the government has asserted a right to destroy all of the secret documents that have been provided to us upon the completion of the cases. So one of our problems is to make sure that all of the records are preserved as opposed to destroyed.
And you're talking about lawyers' notes, and you're going to the lawyers first because they're the ones who've really had the most extensive conversations with the men being held at Guantanamo outside of the government?
Well, they're the only ones who have conversations with the men in Guantanamo. And the more significant thing is the bizarre way in which the government has restricted our ability to get access to our notes means that all of our notes are preserved in one big building or one floor of a building outside Washington, because many people don't understand that after we interview our clients in Guantanamo, we take our notes, then we have to give them to the government, and then the government sends them to this secure facility where we have to go there to look at them. And then they have also said, upon the completion of all the cases, all of these documents, the secret documents, will be destroyed. And so no one quite knows what that means, and our first goal, if you're trying to collect documents, is to preserve them. And so that one of the steps that we have to go through in the near future is some litigation to preserve the documents.
Now, you represent three men being held at Guantanamo. I'm wondering if by doing this you're trying to make a case either for or against Guantanamo.
Oh, I guess I couldn't fairly claim I'm not trying to make a case against Guantanamo. But, you know, I am also an academic, and I actually was motivated to a large extent by my watching how historical events disappear and get recharacterized. I've told many people I was in Selma, Alabama in 1965, and none of us knew that was important when we were there. Everything about it became important after we disappeared, and everything was lost except the recordings of the activities of the, obviously, the significant players. Here, the lawyers are all aware that this is really an important event. We all have different political views and different perspectives, but everybody believes that the preservation of this material will be essential in allowing people other than ourselves to evaluate Guantanamo.
Mark Denbo directs the Center for Policy and Research at Seton Hall University's School of Law. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.